today, Jordan witnessed another opening of a camp, Azraq camp. The structure of that camp is to support and assist the increase of influx of Syrian refugees to Jordan. Jordan has demonstrated its open-door policy, its support and assistance to the hundreds of thousands of refugees in basically a country with limited resources. We definitely thank the international donor community for their assistance and support, but we would require on the short and long term more assistance to Jordan and UNHCR in order to move forward with the humanitarian assistance to these refugees. As a camp, the first phase of many has opened today and inaugurated by the government ministers of Jordan, has completed in its phase of 5,000 shelters. The overall size of Azraq is almost three or four times larger than Za'atari camp. So the capabilities provided to make sure the infrastructure in place, whether it was water, electricity, shelters, 1 year of good planning with the government and other UN agencies and partners.
The opening of the new camp shows again the increasing numbers of Syrian refugees crossing into Jordan since the start of the conflict. What are the challenges facing the UNHCR?
The challenges are basically faced on a daily basis. The necessity of providing humanitarian assistance for these refugees as well as protection is the ultimate objective. Once basically the refugees cross into Jordan, UNHCR's main purpose is to make sure that they're provided with the appropriate humanitarian assistance. All of that, including the protection side of it, requires the responsibility of the international community to move forward and to support UNHCR's activities and Jordan's host communities as much as possible assistance to make sure that we are capable of moving forward and continuing the required assistance. Other challenges are, we have put forward in the regional response plan, which modestly international community has supported our plans in the regional response plan. But again, moving forward with the plans put together by the Jordanian authorities and UNHCR, we anticipate that more involvement from the international community in providing the necessary assistance is required.